on the net, you know, people were using it, you know, I mean, people were aware about it, starting to use it for their own purposes. For example, that's what I did too. I mean, mm-hmm. That time, you know, memory was expensive, and now you have an infinite memory even in a handheld computer, you know. But at that time, memory was expensive and was available, so you had no choice but to compress if you wanted to store a lot of data.
Mm-hmm.
So I was using it for my own purposes, and many other slow people started to use it. You know, people were aware of it. Many information theory and then computer science started to use it, and also developed some versions of it which were on the net, and they were free for everybody to use. The big push was, I think, when people were starting to use data compression on the internet. There was no other choice. I mean, because mm-hmm. of the huge traffic, people just had to use it. And this is when, Sperry-Rand was bought by Unisys, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Unisys started to, for years, they didn't tell anybody that they had that patent. And only when everybody was using it for free, they started to get after people and charging them. And there was a big fuss about it. I don't know whether you were aware about it or not. There was some sort of an agreement when the Lampelziv was declared to be part of the standards of the FCC, approved standard for, I don't remember the 32 dot something. I don't think mm-hmm. you recall the even the number of that. There are so many numbers and names now. But so when they have adopted that as a condition, they forced Unisys to agree to a reasonable arrangement where any vendor of modems, okay, which wanted to use it, had to use it as part of its modem, was paying an initial payment, or actually one payment, I think, of $25, $25,000 to Unisys, and that was it.
Mm.
So that, since then, everybody was trying to use it.